almost Friday. Welcome everybody to this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. I'm Max Crawford along with Shell Winkley. It is March 28th, 2024. Appreciate you joining us for what should be a stellar finish to the week. So let's just dive right in because we're pretty excited. First and foremost, grab the jacket before you step outside on this Thursday morning. It's a little chilly out there, but we've got a beautiful afternoon on the way. I think somewhere around the lunch hour to early afternoon, we'll be shedding those extra layers as we try to get to about 80 degrees, but I don't think quite get there today. Worry not, we're probably going to get there for Good Friday. Otherwise, it's a layery day. Evening plans, they are looking good. You just might want to break that jacket back out. A very light south wind today, 5 to 10. Don't get used to that because we do have a pretty healthy breeze on the way that leads us into the weekend. More on that in just a little bit. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series out at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park as the Aggies take on the Auburn Tigers. It'll be hard to ask for better weather. South winds start to ramp up again Good Friday and Saturday, which means it's perfect weather for dingers.
Hippity hoppity, Easter is, it's on its way. And the weekend's not bad. It's warmer, but it's not bad. So with a little extra moisture in the air, morning temperatures are in the 60s, right at 60 degrees or so on Saturday, and then more like mid-60s on Sunday morning. We still have the south wind blowing 10 to 15 at the least, but occasionally some gustier winds. I don't think we're going to see any Easter eggs start, you know, getting blown around out there or anything like that. Temperature-wise, though, let's go for mid-80s, shall we? Saturday as well as Sunday, which is running about 10 degrees above the average for this time of the year. But I gotta tell you, whether it's Easter egg hunts, it's getting out to services, it's spending time with friends and family on Sunday itself, yeah, a little warm. But yeah, it's pretty good.
Statistics with Shell.
Whew, it's been a second since we did this. Let's talk solar eclipse, shall we? Because one thing you've probably seen as you scroll through social media is somebody, or a couple of somebodies, sharing cloud forecasts for April 8th. Look, we wouldn't share a hurricane forecast or a snow forecast this far out, so something as fickle as clouds is just not overly reliable. What we do know is that the weather pattern does look it could become a little active around the beginning of that week. Does that mean that it's rain and thunderstorms and cloud cover on Monday the 8th? No, not yet, but we'll keep eyes on it. What we can do, though, is look back at least over the several other April 8ths that we have. In fact, we've got 141 of other ones of those under our belt, but let's start with the past 10 years. And I'd like to say that there's one way or another that our cloud cover has gone, but technically we've had five mostly cloudy to cloudy April 8ths, and we've had five mostly sunny to sunny April 8th. So it's a 50-50 split over the last decade. And when it comes to rainfall, over the 141 years that we have records for so far, 27 of those have found rain, measurable rain in some way, shape, or form, which is about 19% of our April 8ths. That's not very high. Will that change this year? We'll have to see.
We got a whole other week to get through before we get there, and next week does look to have some similarities of what we saw this week. Got some unseasonably warm weather to start, got some unseasonably cool weather in the middle, and we finish it off with a little bit of unseasonably warm weather. That's the way it looks right now. We've been talking about that ridge of high pressure that sets up over northern Mexico over the next couple of days. That is still going to be with us as we at least start early next week, but a big trough swings by. That'll give us another cold front, another dose of some fresh, cooler spring air, and a small chance at some showers and a couple thunderstorms. Now, right this second, we're aiming somewhere between Monday night and into the first half of the day on Tuesday. Of course, timing's going to wobble on that a little bit, but Tuesday is the day that we're watching for right now. Now, another disturbance may roll overhead across the state of Texas by the end of next week, but right now it doesn't look like it really has enough moisture to get things going. So I think instead we're just going to go for more slowly building temperatures as we wrap up next week with high temperatures getting back closer to 80. So, in other words, as we wrap up the last couple of days of March and step into April, not looking too shabby there, Brazos Valley.
Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here for this Thursday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. We got one thing to say. You probably know what it is if you've listened long enough. Don't squander it. This is just an absolutely bang-up great day to get outside and enjoy. So we hope that you do. For Max Crawford, I'm Shell Winkley. We'll see you back here on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast for your Friday morning.